Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 983. The Spiral of Successful Habits by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Now, we have 5 shows where we do this. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. And you may be surprised, yes, it is Wednesday, the middle of the week. I'm losing track of the days of the week sometimes too during this whole quarantine thing. But regardless, that means we're due for a little bit of inspiration. So like I do on Wednesday every week, I share an inspirational quote with you. And so here we go. Quote, "The ultimate measure of a person is not where he or she stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where they stand in times of challenge and controversy." Martin Luther King Jr. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. The Spiral of Successful Habits by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Many people have so many things they want to change about their lives, they don't know where to start. It's overwhelming. You might smoke and eat junk food and need to exercise and want to be more productive, and eliminate debt, and start doing work you love, and simplify your life to find time for your family, and find things to be passionate about. So where do you start? It's doable. This is where I was a few years ago. One by one, I changed my habits. I quit smoking. I started running. Eventually, I did a few marathons. I started eating healthier. I now eat a whole food vegan diet. I started eliminating my debt and saving money. I'm now debt-free. I started simplifying my life. I found work I love doing. And I started waking earlier and becoming more productive. And the list goes on. I'm not trying to brag, but to show it's possible. I did all of this with 6 kids and 3 jobs, with tons of help from my wife, Ava, of course. Many of you might be in a desperate place like I was. A reader named Craig recently wrote, quote, "The last 5 to 7 years have just been complete for me, mentally, physically, and financially. Prior to then, I was a confident young man who was able to do anything that he put his mind to. I'm not sure exactly how everything just seemed to go downhill for me, but now I have all but lost my self-confidence. I suffer from stress and anxiety. I am probably about 30 to 40 pounds overweight. I'm a pack-a-day smoker, and to be honest, I can't stand to look at myself in the mirror these days," end quote. He then continued, quote, "Every morning I wake up with butterflies in my stomach because it's almost like I'm afraid to even face the day. I often sleep too late and I just all around feel like in the morning. I've tried all kinds of different things to try to fix this issue, but nothing has worked. I just wish I could start my day off on a better note," end quote. He then asked the key question, quote, "How are you able to kickstart your life and begin your journey to a better, more productive life? How are you able to get up in the morning, jump out of bed, and start your day on a positive note?" End quote. Back in 2005, I was in a bad place in my life with so many changes I needed to make that it was utterly overwhelming and discouraging. Then I made one of the smartest decisions of my life, aside from marrying Ava. I chose just one habit. The other habits would come later. Starting with just one habit accomplished 4 important things. 1, it became much more manageable. One habit is doable. 15 habits are too hard. 2, It gave me focus. I could pour all of my energies into one thing. When you have too many habits you're trying to change, it diffuses your energies and you most often fail. 3, it taught me how to change habits, and then I could apply that knowledge to the next habit change. And 4, it allowed me to succeed and then use that energy and enthusiasm to succeed at the next thing. Now, every single one of these is incredibly important. I won't get into much depth for the first 3 things because I feel they're self-evident, but the last one is so important, it deserves a little discussion. Which habit to choose? I started by quitting smoking because it seemed the most urgent to me. Looking back, it was also the hardest habit to quit. I might recommend an easier habit to get started with. But the truth is, it doesn't matter much. If you have 15 habits you want to change and they all seem important, then just pick one randomly. Here's the thing. In the long scheme, it doesn't matter a lick which one you started with. 5 years from now, you're going to look back on all the habits you've changed, and the order in which you started won't make a difference. Right now, it seems to matter, but you're not in this for just this month. You're in this for life. So pick one, anyone. I'd suggest an easy one. The important thing isn't that you choose the right habit, but that you start. Spiral of success. Picking one habit allows you to succeed and build on that success. That's more important than you might think if you haven't done that before. I read a book by Bill Gates in the 90s where he talked about his spiral of success. He built MS-DOS, and that succeeded, so he leveraged that success for MS Word, and then Windows, and then Windows 95, and then Excel, and then Office, and then Internet Explorer, and so on. Now, this concept is true not only in business, but in anything you do. Your success with one habit will make you feel great. You'll be so excited by that, you'll want to try another. If you focus on just one habit, you'll succeed at that too, and you can then build on that, and so on. Soon, you'll be rocking the world, and people will ask you how you did it. You don't have to mention my name, but you should mention Bill Gates' name. Credit where it's due. You just listened to the post titled, The Spiral of Successful Habits, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I've been listening to a book called Good Habits, Bad Habits, The Science of Making Positive Changes That Stick by Dr. Wendy Wood. In it, Dr. Wood emphasizes the importance of simplifying habits and what she describes as reducing friction. Now, Leo talked about how you should focus on just one habit at a time, and that's a great way to simplify. And based on what I'm reading, Dr. Wendy Wood would agree with Leo's approach. She would also say, let's try and reduce friction. So, let's say you decide you want to floss your teeth regularly, that's the new habit you want to start with. To reduce friction, Dr. Wood would recommend you make flossing your teeth as easy as possible. For example, be sure that you have dental floss in the house. Then, instead of hiding it in a drawer or in the medicine cabinet, place it in plain sight on the countertop in your bathroom next to your toothbrush as a constant reminder. By removing that one extra step of having to search for the dental floss, you create less friction. In other words, you remove a barrier. It's exactly like when I recommend you place your vegetables in plain sight in your refrigerator instead of tucked away way down at the bottom in the crisper drawer where you can never see them. Or like when I talk about placing a bowl of fruit in a high traffic area in your home, like your kitchen countertop, to remind you to grab a piece when you walk by. And here's the thing. The genius behind this idea is you can use it to make some of your not so great habits go away. In these cases, add friction. Make them more difficult to do. For example, say that leftover Easter chocolate has been calling your name. Make it inconvenient to grab a piece of that leftover candy by removing it from the countertop and putting it in the back of the pantry, all tucked away where you can't see it. Want to cut back on your Netflix binging during these days of quarantine? Then move the TV remote from the top of the coffee table and just put it in the coffee table drawer. And instead, place a book that you've always wanted to read where the TV remote used to be on the coffee table. And then watch the magic happen. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.